Hello everyone, this is Dr. Dalian Caraballo from Your Family ND, Direct Primary Care. Welcome to my first ever podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Your Family ND podcast. My name is Dr. Marty and with me today is Dr. Dalian Caraballo, the founder and creator of Your Family MD. Your Family MD was created with the purpose of providing healthcare, or better said, bringing back healthcare to the patient. Hello, doctor.
Hello, Dr. Marty.
Now, Dr. Caraballo and I are husband and wife, and we're both doctors, obviously. And we created this podcast because I am one of her biggest promoters with my patients. I am a dentist here in Miami, Florida, and whenever I get into this conversation with my patients, I always recommend her and what she's doing out here, down here in Miami, and how direct primary care works. And it's always a little bit confusing because most of them don't know, they've never heard of it, and they don't know what it is, what it's about, what are the benefits. So we sat down together and said, listen, why don't we put this in recording and you do this with your own voice? So our idea was create this podcast so that that her patients can listen to it. It'll become an informative podcast for her patients and for our patients, but also to let the public know what is direct primary care and how it can bring back healthcare into their lives.
Yeah, I love the idea of creating a podcast that my patients can listen to it. And whenever they're on the road or whenever they have, you know, some downtime to hear something new about health problems.
And really the idea of this podcast came because in Miami there's so much traffic, right? And I spend quite a bit of time driving. And I have listened to numerous amounts of podcasts and books and whatnot. And I think it's great that I can do that on my way there, because if it's going to take me an hour and a half in the car to get to work, I'm listening to something informative, right? So we said, hey, why don't we create this so that our patients can listen to something informative while they drive? And at the same time, if somebody's interested in direct primary care, they can see what the benefit of having their doctor talk to them in their car on their way to work and telling them about the things they should be doing, maybe that day in particular.
Mm-hmm. Right? And we want to also listen to what our patients want to know about. So I want to know what topics are they're interested, so we can start doing specific podcasts on their topics that they want to know more.
Right. Absolutely. You know, we both talked about maybe covering things that are health related, both in the medical field and in the dental field, and how those two things are related. And it's, you're getting two doctors for one podcast, you know? So that's kind of nice. And again, let's talk a little bit first about what exactly, just briefly. I know, you know, recently you did an FAQ, frequently asked questions campaign on Facebook and Instagram, and there was a lot of them, so I know we can't cover all of them today,
but I think it's good to start about talking about what is direct primary care. And I think it's a good idea that we do this in Spanish as well, so
we will.
We can reach out our Hispanic community. Yeah. And direct primary care is basically an insurance-free model where we don't work, doctors, we don't work with any insurance companies. We basically have a membership program. And on this program, patients pay a monthly fee, which is very affordable. And that's directly to their doctor. And this give them access, complete access to what is primary care services, meaning that they can come to the office whenever they need. They have a direct access to their doctor via telephone, email, or text. There's a lot of benefit that comes with the membership medicine or direct primary care.
The first time you explained this to me, and let me just give a background story, because Dr. Caraballo is very humble and doesn't like to talk about it, but this all came about, or this idea of doing direct primary care, it came about frustration with our current system, how it works, and within our own needs for healthcare, where we were paying this exuberant amount of money for our insurance, and we were never really even using it, you know, because obviously I'm your dentist and, you know, you're my doctor. So, you know, there has to be a better way. And then, you know, our parents not having insurance because it was unaffordable. And you said, well, you know, you kind of looked into it and you said, let's do this. And I remember the first time you explained to me what it was, my first thought was, this is concierge medicine, right?
It is similar to concierge services because we provide the same services with the difference that we don't charge the insurance and the retainer fee, plus our fees are much lower than what concierge services usually charge.
So essentially what you're saying is just the price is the major difference.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, another question that I often get asked is, well, should I just drop my insurance? Do I still need insurance? I mean, how does this work?
That's a very good question, and because it's very important. We do not qualify as health insurance, and that's why we always recommend people to obtain insurance. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a PPO that is really expensive. They can obtain, for example, a high deductible plan. They pay a low monthly cost. And even if they have a high deductible, they're probably not going to use it because they're going to have direct primary care to cover for those, you know, more common medical needs that arises, you know, every other day.
So ideally, from my understanding, you would have your family MD or a direct primary care DPC doctor to take care of your everyday need, your 90%, let's say, of your healthcare needs. And you would have an insurance with a high deductible for purely emergency services.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it was supposed to be like that. The insurance, the health insurance was supposed to cover just the emergencies in case you get a surgery or you need to be hospitalized or there is any expensive procedure that you need. That's what insurance is for there. The same as your car insurance or your home insurance, you don't pay for maintenance with your with the insurance.
Right.
You cover that, and if there's any accident, then your car coverage will come in.
Well, that's a pretty good analogy because you would in your car insurance, for example, you don't pay to have your oil changed.
No.
But if you were to have, let's say, a malfunction with your car that would require an expensive fix, your insurance would step in. But at the same with the same token, just to use the same analogy, if you took care of your car better,
oh, that's a good one,
you wouldn't need that insurance, would you?
Mm-hmm.
So I apply that, and I get asked that often. I said, I think the biggest benefit that I can see, money aside, is better healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my eyes, if you go see your doctor more often and you take care of things sooner and earlier rather than later, you won't need to end up in a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Or pay more.
Or pay more money, for that matter. So, if I can pay a small monthly fee and be seen as many times as it's necessary to take care of this problem in a minor fashion, I wouldn't wait, because human nature as it is, we wait till it's completely unsolvable to go to see a doctor. So usually it's because of a cost or because I have to wait too long in the emergency room.
There's no appointments available. No doctors are full.
Right. And I to my detriment, I have been here in this office where we're currently recording. We're recording inside Dr. Garavayo's office. So if you hear cars passing by, I've been here on a Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon seeing a patient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that patient needed to be seen and they had to go to work the next day, and we drove out here and you saw them, and there was no, that I'm aware of, no additional cost to that.
No. Actually, well, if it's the membership covers all the office visits within, you know, business hours.
Right.
There is a cost of like $60 if they come in on a Saturday, or if I have to come and open the doors for them, right?
Right.
But that's, you know, compared if they have to go to the urgent care where they have to stay, or emergency room where they have to sit with a lot of other people, sick people, and wait along to be seen. Actually here, you come in, I open the door for them, I'll see them, they get what they need, right? If they need antibiotic or anything, I have it here, and they'll go home.
And what a huge benefit that is to be able to know or have that peace of mind that if something, you know, were to happen, you can call your doctor on their phone and get help right away. You know, even if that help is, listen, this is what you need to do. Somebody will answer that call for you.
And that's what usually happens. And then the whenever, you know, medical need arises, they say they have a cold or they think they have a urine infection, they just pick up the phone and text me, hey, doc, this is what's going on. Or even if it's a rash, they send me a picture and they say, hey, what do you think this is? And they get an answer on the same day. And if we can solve it over the phone, we'll solve it over the phone. And if there is a need, like, for example, somebody cut their finger and they need to, you know, get stitches, then that's something different. Then the office is open for them. So they really don't have to wait a lot.
No, I mean, part of the reason why we've been able to do this is because we try to maintain everything as simple as possible. Not because we're trying to maintain it as simple as possible, but because that savings, it gets passed on to the mm-hmm. patient. There's no reason why the office needs to be ultra fancy and the patient pay more money. We're here to provide healthcare, not a fancy office, right? So this waiting room or reception, I guess you can call it, has two chairs. I've never seen anybody sitting in one of them.
It's really small, I know.
And it's really small, and because there's no need for it, right? Because nobody ever has waited in this office more than 10 seconds that I'm aware of. They usually just walk right in. So I'm sure as you get more popular, as you will, that'll change. And, you know, but the idea is to maintain the amount of patients low so that that never really happens, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, that all the appointments are scheduled. Even when there's an acute visit, we find a time that is convenient for the patient and for myself as well. So that way patients don't have to be overlapping.
Right, right.
So far, it's good. We'll see how it goes when, you know, it's... there's more people.
Right, right. Well, but again, more people we're talking about. I think that you had mentioned that the max amount of patients is about 300 to 600, right?
Yeah, 300 for myself.
300. So that technically means you can see one every day and still have time. So, and I know, because I'm aware of it, because I've been sitting here, that most visits are longer than an hour.
Correct.
Right, because you spend your time with the patient. I remember the last visit I was here, that was the patient's first visit. We were here 3 hours. So that's quite a bit of time. I can challenge anybody who's listening to this to try to think of a last time they were 3 hours with their doctor, you know, for the fee that you're charging.
And not everybody, you know, takes, you know, 3 hours. Not that we're going to take here forever, but it just depends on the needs of the patient.
Right.
The medical problems, the needs that they have, the questions that they have. And also I do, you know, they come here and I greet them. I'll do their physical exam. I'll take their vitals. If they need to get their labs done, I'll do their labs here. So there's a bunch of things that occur on the first visit.
Right.
I have somebody that say, okay, I want to start a membership, but I want to, and I want to do my physical exam, you know, on this day. And I'll do the physical exam that they get the labs, they get, you know, we'll discuss all their needs. We made the crockpot plan that we always talk about. We'll talk about that later on and that other topic. And then they'll just go home.
Right, right. And going back a little bit that we didn't get to talk about it, technology, part of the system in which way DPC works is utilizing the technology that we have available to make things much easier for both the patient and the doctor. Can you talk a little bit about how you, because I know I help you set it up, but you understand it obviously much better than I do. You pretty much do everything yourself out of one computer that goes with you everywhere you go.
I do. Actually, thanks to Dr. Josh Umber that created the Atlas MD, electronic medical records, that allows me to, you know, chart my patients, that's my electronic medical records, and do my billing, do my messaging, do my video telemedicine, text my patients, email back and forth with the patients, order labs, order medicine. So I do that, you know, through my EMR.
Right, right, through your laptop. And I know that little blue laptop travels with us everywhere we go. It's been to Disney World. It's been to pretty much every. It's been to one or two countries already, and it's serviced people from those places. Because as long as you have access to internet, you have access to those records, and you have access to the patient and communication with that patient. So it's good to know that even though you may be away from the office physically, you are still connected and you're still within reach for your patients, no matter where, right? And I believe the community, you know, because we always discussed about this, that the community of DPC is growing. So you have other doctors that can also cover if a need arises that would require to be seen.
And that's a good thing, because we are also trying to encourage other primary care doctors to look into what it is direct primary care.
Right. Right. And that builds a small community of doctors that can take care of each other and their patients in a very efficient, very timely fashion, which I think is fantastic. It's fantastic. The fact that I can pick up the phone and say, hey, doc, I've got this going on. Can you see me today? And within hours? Yeah, sure. You know, first, let's figure out what's going on. Maybe you don't need to drive over here because
at or Miami, to leave work or to leave school work. Or, you know, leave the kids.
Yeah, nowadays, missing a day of work to go see the doctor and sit in a waiting room for 4 hours just to be told that you need to take an antibiotic, it can be very frustrating.
Or sometimes not to take an antibiotic.
Or just, sometimes nothing is to be done. So it's very nice to be able to just call from your cubicle at work or from wherever you work for that matter and talk to your doctor and say, listen, this is what's going on. These are my symptoms. What can I do? And then you can tell them, you know, do this, do that, take this, take that, pick this up at this pharmacy, and I'll see you next week, if necessary. That's fantastic. Now, another evolution of this podcast, so the reason we're doing this podcast, is to touch base with the patients that are currently already patients, to talk about topics of their healthcare related. A big thing now that we're trying to promote is healthy eating and weight loss, and I know that you're getting into this program for obesity control or weight loss. Can you talk about that?
See, what I want to do is to find a way how I can keep connected with my patients. There's a lot of people that say, hey, I'm healthy, or I don't go to the doctors a lot. You know, what benefits you get for that, right? So what I want to do is get connected with them, right? Then know what are their concerns. Like, let's say somebody, what should I do if I have, you know, it's a simple cold? What should I do about this? So let's talk about it. Or let's say, what should I eat? What should I not eat? What type of exercise should I do? Those little questions that people have. And then what happens is when you go to the doctor, you probably forget all the questions that you have. Just, I would love for my patients to tell me, doctor, can you do a podcast on this topic? And we'll talk about it.
Right. The idea is for you to have the information accessible to you, even if you forget it. You know, the idea is to make podcasts that are informative on the topics that people want to hear. We're not here to promote necessarily direct primary care. We're here to promote good health.
Okay.
And direct primary care is the vehicle for which you have chosen to do it with. So it would be nice to get some feedback to see what people want to hear. And what they want us to hear about. If you want to hear about teeth, I'm here. I can talk about teeth too.
Which is a good thing too.
We will talk about. Because oral healthcare is very important to general healthcare. So, but I'm just here to facilitate because I like to talk a lot. So I will push Dr. Guaraballo to talk. So thank you so much for listening today, Dr. Guaraballo. I'll leave it to you to close. And thank you for having me.
Thank you for, you know, being here with me today, and thank you for everyone for listening. I really want to know your thought, your questions, your concerns, your ideas. So follow me on Facebook or Instagram or on Twitter as well. And my website is www.yourfamilymd.com. We are working on it, so there's a lot of things that are going to come into the website, but visit us and encourage, you know, also your friends and family to get to know what is direct primary care and what is it that we're trying to do. I'm looking forward to hear from you. Thank you.